Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
Nigerian suicide bomber kills 7 at an ATM. Ebola death toll approaches 5,000. I'm Bill Michaels reporting in Washington. Police in Nigeria say a suicide bomber has killed at least 7 people on an automated teller machine in the country's northeast. Police say they believe a female suicide bomber carried out the attack Friday and say they have arrested 4 other suspects. A police spokesman says at least 10 people were also injured in the blast, which went off at a branch of the First Bank of Nigeria in the Bauchi state. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola crisis has risen to 4,960, with more than 13,200 others infected with the disease. Health officials say while the death toll continues to rise, the rate of increase has declined. The United States and its partners are focusing their military might on stopping the spread of the group known as the Islamic State in Iraq and to disrupt IS operations in Syria. Jeff Selden has the story.
The daily drumbeat of airstrikes on the Islamic State, targeting everything from bomb-making factories to bulldozers. Defense officials say the strikes are taking a toll. The top-ranking U.S. military officer, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, says,
"You'd actually like to know that's working, right? I know our European allies would like to know that that's working."
U.S. intelligence agencies now estimate there are more than 16,000 foreign fighters in Syria and Iraq, fighting with various groups, an increase of about 1,000 since mid-September. Of those, 2,700 are from Western countries. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
President Barack Obama says the American people sent a clear message in this week's election that they want Washington to deliver for them, and says he is willing to work with both parties to do just that. Mr. Obama held his first face-to-face talks with congressional leaders Friday since Republicans seized control of the Senate and tightened their grip on the House in Tuesday's vote. The president said the American people are frustrated by the gridlock in Washington. He said they want to see more cooperation between the different parties. It's been 25 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall signaled the beginning of the end of the German Democratic Republic, or East Germany. Henry Ridgewell has our story from Berlin.
As Berliners prepare to celebrate this weekend, there is a growing debate over what is known as Ostalgie, the surviving infrastructure of the old regime. Sections of the Berlin Wall, preserved checkpoints, secret prisons, provide a strong antidote to Ostalgie. Conditions in East Germany led thousands to risk their lives trying to cross to the West, says Berlin Wall Memorial Director Axel Klausmeier.
There was no political freedom of speech, no freedom of travel, and no freedom for the press. And the Stasi, the secret police, was everywhere.
For younger generations in unified Germany, Ostalgie is confined to museums and history books. For many of those who grew up in the East, childhood nostalgia is mixed with painful memories. Henry Ridgewell, Berlin.
NATO says it's seen a large buildup of armored vehicles on the Russian side of the border with Ukraine. NATO sources said Friday that the vehicles appear to be unmanned. However, a spokesperson said they represent a potential for significant reinforcements of heavy weapons in the Ukrainian separatist. Earlier Friday, Ukraine said Russia had sent dozens of tanks, heavy weapons, ammunition, and soldiers into Kremlin-backed eastern Ukraine. Mexico's government says 3 Guerreros Unidos gang suspects have admitted killing 43 missing students after police handed the students over to the gang in the southern state of Guerrero September 26th. The attorney general said evidence points to the students being killed and their bodies burned near a municipal garbage dump. Their remains were thrown into a river. Dozens of people have been arrested in connection with the kidnapping. The UN Security Council has imposed sanctions on Yemen's former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, and 2 Yemeni Shiite Muslim leaders for threatening Yemen's peace and stability. Sponsored by the United States, the sanctions include a worldwide travel ban and a freezing of foreign assets. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with one of the very finest and most prolific and important families that jazz has ever known, the Marsalis family. This is Russ Davis, and this is VOA's Jazz America. And yes, we are investigating the latest work from the four brothers from the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the Marsalis family. Their father, Ellis Marsalis, taught them their lessons well, inspired them to be great musicians, and their love of jazz has permeated the universe for the last few decades without a doubt. From the 20th century now into the 21st century, they are certainly one of the first families in all of jazz history, named NEA Jazz Masters as a family, Ellis Marsalis the father and the sons, Branford, Winton, Delfeo, and Jason. We'll talk to Branford and Winton Marsalis later this hour and hear more music from two of the four releases from each one of the brothers, all out with brand new albums. Just an amazing fact. But to begin this hour, I want to celebrate a birthday of a jazz great this coming week and also celebrate his incredible family as well. What a musical family is that of the Laws family from Houston, Texas. Hubert Laws, the great flute player, 75 years old this week on the 10th of November. And of course, his brother Ronnie Laws is quite a famous saxophonist in his own right. Maybe you didn't know that he was one of eight children in the Laws family, and that three siblings, Eloise, Deborah, and Johnny Laws, were all fine vocalists as well. So what a family, the Laws family, and what a talent is Hubert Laws. Here he is on the flute from his 1963 release, The Laws of Jazz, featuring Chick Corea on piano and Jimmy Cobb on drums, with a song entitled Miss Thing, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. little Brazilian music never hurt anybody. That is music from the new collaboration between Brazilian Gabriel Espinosa and Heinrich Merkens. Mr. Espinosa, fine bassist, and Mr. Merkens, one of the fine harmonica players in jazz today, and an all-star cast from the album Samba, Little Samba, a piece entitled Choro da Neve. Now, let's turn to more conversation I've enjoyed not long ago with the great Wynton Marsalis, one of this quartet of brothers in the NEA Jazz Master Marsalis family. And after we talk to Wynton, we'll hear from his brother, the great drummer and vibes player, Jason Marsalis, from his new release with the Jason Marsalis Vibes Quartet, the album The 21st Century Trad Band. That's coming up. But first, here's Wynton Marsalis joining us now on VOA's Jazz America. This is for the folks around the world that would love to be able to hang with Wynton Marsalis in just a couple of minutes of doing just that. And this is a very nice time in your life, is it not, Wynton? Because there's a lot of great things to celebrate at this point, isn't there?
Yeah, sure. There's no complaints.
You know, I get email from all over the world. It's an astounding thing. And so many of the younger people are writing me saying, I love jazz. I want to be a jazz musician. I want to be involved. And it kind of makes me remember that what a lot of people have said about you. I can't tell you how many times people have said, remember when Leonard Bernstein did the concerts for kids? And Wynton's doing the same thing. That's got to be a really good feeling to know that you're keeping the ball rolling to a certain extent. And I'd like for you to kind of give a thought to those folks that are listening out there, those young people that send me those emails saying, I want to study jazz. I want to learn more about jazz. This is an important thing to you, isn't it, Wynton?
Well, it is. My father's a jazz musician. He is. He's a teacher. I was always around the music. I've always tried to be accessible to the younger musicians. I was fortunate enough to go on the road when I was 18 with Art Blakey and then with Herbie Hancock and then ultimately with my own group. And I always have kids coming and band directors bring their kids. And I'm always trying to do workshops and be around kids and just be a part of shaping of the world that they enter. But they also do a lot to shape the world that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned Art Blakey, and I'm going to be doing, I have so many folks I've talked to that went to the University of Art Blakey, and I read a comment or something, I think, sometime from you along the lines of, you feel like you would not have embraced jazz as deeply as you have if you had never met and worked with him. Is that something close to what that quote may have said?
No, I would have embraced it, but I wouldn't have learned how to play it. Mm-hmm. Because in order to play, you have to be on the bandstand. It's not in the practice room, you know, it's not some conception you work out in your house.
And Art Blakey, to you, the word I get is that it was basically a situation of, here I go. If you can jump in here and hang with me, then good luck.
Yeah, he was like a sacrificial hero.
A sacrificial hero.
He would sacrifice his swing for you to learn how.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're right, Russ.
Thank you. Young Mr. Jason Marsalis, who had the good fortune of growing up in the Marsalis family in New Orleans with his father, Ellis Marsalis, teaching him and leading the way. That's Jason Marsalis and his new Jason Marsalis Vibes Quartet from the album The 21st Century Trad Band with a song entitled 18th Letter of Silence. Now here's another of the sons of New Orleans who had the good fortune of being taught by Ellis Marsalis. It's Harry Connick Jr., great pianist, composer, and vocalist, with You Didn't Know Me When from his album Blue Light on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
I rode a roller coaster from Coney Island to Key West. I held on with one finger so the other ten could rest. It may be hard to believe, hard to comprehend, but baby, you didn't know me when. I played third chair trombone in an out-of-work polka band. We looked for gigs on ships in countries that had no land. It may be hard to believe we hit the top ten, but baby, you didn't know me when. If you want a resume, I'll put it in writing. It's only good for a day, and the contents are frightening. I gave long-winded speeches, I was ahead of state, and I wrote an endless novel called Sea Jane, Love and Hate. It may be hard to believe I'm reticent, but baby, you didn't know me when. If you want a resume, I'll put it in writing. It's only good for a day, and the contents are frightening. I gave long-winded speeches, and I was a head of state. I wrote an endless novel called Sea Jane, Love and Hate. It may be hard to believe I'm reticent, but baby, 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 you didn't know me when.
Woo!
Well, there is a fun, love, and swing, an example of another family playing together and staying together. That's the DeFrancesco brothers, Joey DeFrancesco on organ, his brother Johnny on guitar, and they learned their lessons well from their father, Papa John DeFrancesco, the great organist himself. That's from the album The DeFrancesco Brothers, the song entitled What Oh. We're going to get more into our conversation with the Marsalis family. Branford Marsalis will be joining us in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here is a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. My name is Eugene Ampadu. I'm from Ghana, West Africa, and there's no better place to have a good update on jazz than on your program. I receive it live on 98.1 VOA. Thanks a lot. Can you update me on the current trends of jazz by playing any of the masters of this current generation, some of their work, so I can appreciate it? Maybe Herbie Hancock. Thank you so much, Russ. Eugene Ampadu from Ghana. Well, Eugene, thank you so very much. And here is some Herbie Hancock for you. And if you've been keeping up with the activities of Herbie Hancock, you know that he's been one of the leaders of the International Jazz Celebration Day concert that's happened around the world in different spots in the last few years as part of Jazz Appreciation Month and the celebration that happens every April around the world. And one of his most recent personal projects is called The Imagine Project from 2010. On this album, he has been delving into what is being called these days world jazz, taking the music of different parts of the world and blending it with improvisation in American style and turning it into modern jazz, world jazz. Case in point, this cut from the album The Imagine Project, which features an all-star cast of players, among them Wayne Shorter on soprano saxophone, Chaka Khan on vocals, K.S. Kithra on vocals, Anushka Shankar, the daughter of Ravi Shankar, plays sitar on this song entitled The Song Goes On.
Reconcile.
The song you just heard, entitled Fuller Love, written by Bobby Watson. And you just heard Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from 1982, recorded live at the San Francisco Jazz Club Keystone Corner. And guess who was in the front line of horns on the song you just heard? Wynton and Branford Marsalis on trumpet and alto sax, respectively. Yes, they both played in Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers at the same time. So the folks around the world who love jazz have known about the Marsalis family for a long, long time. The oldest of the four brothers, Branford Marsalis, has a brand new release just out, which is a solo saxophone performance recorded live at Grace Cathedral. It's called In My Solitude. We're going to hear a cut from that and then a more fully produced Branford Marsalis piece following that, after we talk to Branford here on VOA's Jazz America. Branford, I know that you have been taught quite a bit about the history of jazz by your father, who's such a great teacher, and you just learned so much yourself just by listening to music. Tell me about some of the great players that have influenced you and how they've touched you.
Like John Coltrane for intensity, Sonny Rollins for irony and overall musical conception, Ornette Coleman for avant-garde musical conception, or just musical conception, not necessarily avant-garde, just a different perspective. You know, he was the first guy I'd ever heard that actually played standard tunes and avoid 4 and 8 bar phrases, and listening to him really helped me learn how to do that. Ben Webster, just for his unbridled passion when he plays. I mean, he made love to every note. I think that he was the best saxophone player at translating the instrument into some kind of sexual desire. Charlie Parker was a combination of all of those things. Very sexy, very intelligent, incredible gift for melody. Intense, you know, and subdued whenever it called for it. Miles Davis for the ability to pick always the right note, the one note that could be used for 3 or 4 or 5 bars, you know, and that was his special gift. You know, I mean, I could go on, and people I'm forgetting, Lester Young, for all of the same reasons, just a different perspective in terms of melody, Cannonball Adderley. I mean, man, I could burn your ears, I could go on for hours.
Branford Marsalis solo, the closing of his concert Recorded live at the Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, California, from the album In My Solitude, the song I'm So Glad We Had This Time Together. And I can say that to you right now. Thank you for joining me on this edition of VOA's Jazz America as we've investigated the latest work from all four of the very talented Marsalis brothers from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm going to close it out with one more piece that features Branford and joining with him, his brother Delfeo, on the trombone. Also, guest trumpeter Russell Gunn from the album Buckshot LaFunk Music Evolution. The song is Jungle Grove on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. for Marsalis once again showing off his incredible talent and his incredible versatility, too, from a solo saxophone concert to the fully produced and groove and electric sound of Buckshot LaFunk. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me for this edition of Jazz America. Next week, we'll give you conversation I've enjoyed with two of the greats of jazz who passed away earlier this year. The hard bop grandpop, the great pianist and composer, Horace Silver, and the great bassist, such a versatile player. He played with everyone from Ornette Coleman to Pat Metheny and beyond, Charlie Haight. Two greats of jazz gone but not forgotten. Next week on Jazz America. They'll be in the spotlight, and I hope you'll join me then.